California Senator Kamala Harris is ending her presidential campaign. She made the announcement in an online video.
In good faith, I cannot tell you, my supporters and volunteers, that I have a path forward if I don't believe I do.
She had hoped a victory in Iowa could turn around a struggling campaign. The California senator is the highest profile candidate to end her bid for the White House. NPR's Scott Detrow reports.
The Harris campaign began with a bang, a high-production, high-energy Oakland rally in front of 20,000 supporters.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
Harris began with a broad condemnation of President Trump, and mirroring her reputation as a senator in high-profile committee hearings, looked like someone ready to fight.
When we have children in cages, crying for their mothers and fathers, don't you dare call that border security. That's a human rights abuse. And that's not our America.
But even if it wasn't quite clear at the time, the rally foreshadowed problems that would dog Harris's campaign for months. She framed her whole run as a continuation of the work she did as a prosecutor, first as San Francisco's district attorney, then as California's attorney general.
I walked into the courtroom for the first time and said the five words that would guide my life's work. Kamala Harris, for the people.
For most of Harris's career, the political move was to show how she was still tough on crime, even though she was progressive. But in 2019, the political winds had changed, at least among the activists who dominated the early portion of the primary. And Harris was criticized over and over for her role in the criminal justice system. So Harris walked away from her prosecutor's identity. By midsummer, aboard her sleek campaign bus in Iowa, Harris was framing her run as a focus on pocketbook economic issues.
People want a president who is going to be interested in the things that keep them up at night.
Harris spent much of the spring and early summer toward the top of the polls. She briefly surged toward the very top after attacking former Vice President Joe Biden in the first debate for his opposition to mandatory federal busing policies early on in his Senate career.
You know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
But by midsummer, Harris's campaign began to stall. In the fall, there was another slogan pivot as Harris dropped back down to the single digits. Suddenly, she was back to her time as a prosecutor.
In 2020, justice is on the ballot.
The shifting slogans underscored a broader trend. In a crowded primary field, Harris kept changing how she talked about key issues, like health care. Right out of the gate, she was for single payer and told a CNN town hall she wanted to totally eliminate private health insurance.
Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
She never seemed to fully back that approach, though. And the full plan she rolled out this summer included a role for private health insurance. Former Vice President Joe Biden and other candidates criticized her on the debate stage.
You can't beat President Trump with double talk on this plan.
Your response, Senator Harris?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Vice President Biden, you're just simply inaccurate in what you're describing.
Harris's decision to end her campaign marks a sudden end for a run mirrored on the type of inspirational message put forward by Barack Obama in 2008. Harris is just the third African-American woman to run for president and the daughter of immigrants. Democratic strategist Karen Finney says Democratic voters are often drawn to inspirational storylines like that, but not as much in this campaign.
We always want to be inspired, but we want to win. And I think in this instance, a lot of calculations that voters have made have been, and in terms of why certain candidates are gaining support or seem to have more, you know, solid support than others, is, there's almost this feeling that voters don't want to take too big of a chance.
Finney says it's candidates of color, like Harris, who have been hurt by that calculation.
I think we've seen a pattern, unfortunately, this cycle of our candidates of color not able to raise the same kind of dollars that we've seen other candidates.
Harris had qualified for this month's debate, but now won't be participating. And as a result, there's a real chance that the party that puts so much stock in diversity, a party that can't win a national race without strong support from minority voters, could be looking at an all-white debate stage in a couple of weeks. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.